police on the line, arrested you while they cut up with wine. Lights are on, but nobody's home. Judge don't want to hear your tale. Got no money to pay your bail. Lights are on, but nobody's home. First you say go, then you say stop. Your elevator never reaches the top. Lights are on, but nobody's home. Yeah, lights are on, but nobody's home. Oh, lights are on, but nobody's home.
All right, well, hopefully we're all home here in the studios. Lisa Marie, how are you?
Hey, Wister. So happy to be back here at WCUW. I have so many wonderful memories here.
Hey, we're going to ask folks to bear with us as we do get a sound check here as we open up this segment. Lisa Marie live in the studios here at WCUW. This is WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM Community Radio serving Central Massachusetts on the web at WCUW.org. And, you know, I wanted to say this one thing as an introduction to Lisa Marie, who Lisa, I know nothing about you aside from your singing. You're a great, great singer.
Oh, thank you.
But I found this clip here, if I can find it. Poor and shy, she sang her way out of the blues.
Well, yes.
That's a line from the Milford Journal or something like that.
But. Yes, that was Lenny wrote that article several years ago. He did a wonderful interview with me many years ago, and that's really cool. You found that.
So you're not alone. Who's with you?
Well, you don't know anything about me because you haven't watched Mysterious Mysteries.
Okay.
And if you watch that show, then you'll find out all sorts of things.
Okay.
So our good buddy Dana Bernardi is here with us too. I'm so excited. He's back from Nashtown.
Well, folks, we have the piano plugged into the board here, so nobody can hear it unless they have their headphones on. But, of course, the important thing is that the audience can hear it, and I think it's in there loud and clear.
Oh, good.
So, actually, I just opened up with a track from a release that you handed to me. This is brand new.
Yes, this is from my band Juke Joint 5 with my good buddy Silvertone Steve, who also plays with Juxo and I and Dana, and... Juke Joint 5 is a five-piece band out of the Boston area, and our new CD is called Use That Spot. So you heard the first track, which is Nobody's Home, written by Silvertone Steve.
All right. So should we jump into a number here and get some levels?
Yes, I am ready.
Go for it.
I'm going to try not to get too crazy loud or anything, so you let me know if I need to restrain myself.
All right. Go for it. Lisa Marie, live in the studios.
True love, one worth me waiting for. I found true love, one worth me waiting for. I'm gonna sign it to a contract, won't find a single flaw. Oh, it's hard to believe the condition the world is in. It's hard to believe the condition the world is in. You can't trust nobody, Lord, you know it's a sin. Thank you. It's hard to believe the condition the world is in. You can't trust nobody, Lord, you know it's a sin. I found true love, one worth me waiting for. I found true love, one worth me waiting for. I'm gonna sign it to a contract, I won't find a single flaw.
All right. Wow, what a sweet voice you have there, lady.
Well, thank you so much. I wanted to start off with that Jimmy Reed song because I feel like even though that was written so long ago, it just still means so much today. It really does, you know. It's crazy when you look around at the stuff going on in the world.
It is.
But we still got each other. We still got music to heal us, and that can bring people together. So that's what I always hope for.
So in studio with us here, Lisa Marie and John D. Juxel.
Yes.
And you folks are playing around quite a bit, no?
Yes. In fact, we're going to be back in Worcester at Canal Bar next Friday. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. We play in Worcester as often as possible at all my favorite places. Of course, you can't forget the trifecta here in Worcester, which is Nick's, Vincent's, and Ralph's. I love all three of those places, and Canal Bar is a great place. There's so many good places here in town. I couldn't possibly name them all. In fact, I passed Coney Island's Hot Dogs, which I finally went to earlier this year. I finally got to sit there and check it out after Jason James used to tell me about it, and Bobby Kaloran used to always talk about it, and he's like, "You never been to Coney Island, huh?"
Say, "You never been to Coney
what?
Island." Wow,
I know.
Well, that said, Lisa Marie, let's ask. As I know nothing about you, where are you from?
Originally, Boston and the South Shore.
What will you confess to?
Well, originally I was born in Boston, and then moved to the South Shore, and come mm-hmm. from a big family of immigrants. From Ireland and as well as Italy, so.
Well, you did confess that you were shy in your younger year, and
I'm still shy, but I love people, so that I push myself to go and do things and talk to people because I love people. Excellent. Like my good buddy Juxo here and Dana. You know?
Yeah, you're so shy.
See, no one ever believes you.
So where did the blues sort of start to seep in into the pores? And you said, this is something I want to pursue, I want to do.
Music was always a huge part of my life, but I was an artist and a writer, and the music part was very secret because uh-huh. I was shy, and it wasn't something I shared with people. I didn't think I'd be doing this for a living. That came as a surprise later in life. Uh-huh. So that started at the Chicken Bone about 16, 17 years ago. I sat in at a jam, and here we are all these years later, know. So who knew? Who knew that all of this was going to happen? So I certainly didn't.
So we have a third person in the room.
Yes, we do. Our buddy Dana Bernardi, who's been my drummer and co-conspirator for 17 years as well. Yeah.
Excellent. Coming live from the studios of WCUW Worcester with Lisa Marie, and we got your new CD with you. But let's do something live again from it, or right here, if we may, and then we'll turn to the CD.
Yeah.
To Carry Me Home.
Okay. Yeah.
Key of Dog.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ooh, it's loud now.
We know it's early, folks, but here's a little drinking song for Friday night. Coming up in a few hours. When I get drunk, who's gonna carry me home? When I get drunk, tell me who's gonna carry me home? I won't be sober long. Now every time I think about that man of mine, yes, every time I think about that man of mine, I get so drunk that I don't care what I find.
I just don't care, Joseph.
About things I wanna do, my baby, keep me guessing about things I wanna do. He got me doing things, huh, I ain't ever done before.
Have a sip of this.
Yeah. Did I get too carried away?
Not at all. That was sweet. Lisa Marie in studio here at WCUW with us and performing. So did you say you're playing tonight?
Actually, no. I have tonight open. And if anybody needs some music, call me, baby.
All right. There we go.
My only plan was to be here with you, Troy, and I'm very happy finally to get to be on your show because I've been on the Friday Night Blues show with Mike,
sure,
with Andrew, uh-huh, with a whole bunch of different people. I remember Jerry doing
sure?
the show on Saturday with him.
Yeah,
was on Gail's show on Thursday.
Yes.
Yep. So I've been on a bunch of shows, but never been on yours. So excited you had us. Thank
welcome.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Folks are responding here on Facebook already. They're listening in.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yay. Hey, everybody. I love Worcester.
Got a fair note of a number of folks streaming in as well. We never know where they are.
Oh, cool.
So maybe somebody's taking note to put you on that tour, Crest Cock.
Oh, I'm ready. Let me know anytime. We're ready to go. We've already done the tour of New Orleans and Nashville. Surprised Dana on the last time Juxo and I drove down to New Orleans. I called Dana. I said, "Hey, Dana, what you doing today?" It was like, "You want some company in a couple hours?" What? So we went to Nashville. We had a gig within an hour. We did a bunch of shows there.
Oh, sure.
And then
I remember you were Facebooking from there.
Oh, yeah. And then we went down to New Orleans, did some shows.
So did you really go down? You had no gigs scheduled?
Yeah. We just we went and we busked all over the city and ended up getting shows.
All my gigs here were canceled anyway, man. Snow was up to my eyeballs.
It was.
Oh, yeah,
he said, "I'm not stopping until I see no more white stuff." He was determined.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in studio here, and you brought along your CDs. So should we just go right into track two?
Sure, you can play whatever you like.
All right, well, you tell us about Hoodoo Blues.
Hoodoo Blues, that is kind of a soul funk tune that another Silvertone Steve co-written song. So Juke Joint 5.
All right.
Cool, guys.
I'm back in the studio here with Lisa Marie and Johnny Jukso. And I'm sorry, forgive me, I spaced on Dana's last name.
Dana Bernardi.
Dana Bernardi. Well, welcome here. We're all in studio of WCUW and Lisa Marie sharing music from the CD as well as live.
Yes, live in person. You can wear the, I have a face for radio, I've been told, so.
Well, be a good name for a band of us. Faces of Radio.
It may be taken. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So there's some wonderful horn work on that last track.
That's our sax man, Dick Laurie, who's going to be 80 years old this year.
Are
no,
you
so.
80
yes,
years
he is.
Old.
He's unbelievable. He's an inspiration to all of us. I watch him when he's playing. I am not kidding you. And he dances around. He jumps off the stage. He climbs on furniture. And gets down on the ground and throws his feet in the air while he's playing saxophone, goes out and dances with the crowd. He's wonderful. I watch him and go, yep, when I'm 80, if I can still be doing it, that is an inspiration.
Wow.
So.
Well, he does a great job on that composition.
Yeah, I thought so. Thank you.
Some amazing horn players around the area. Would you not agree?
Absolutely. We're very blessed in New England. We have incredible musicians. Really incredible.
Well, we got three of them right here in WCUW at this very moment. Thank you.
Let's do another tune. Let's do Ocean, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah, let's do it. Mama. Won't somebody please save a drowning child? Won't somebody please save a drowning child? Well, I've been treated so bad by my lover. Nobody knows my worries and fears.
That was just sweet as it comes. Lisa Marie, live in studios here at WCAW Worcester 91.3 FM on the web, WCAW.org. Hey, folks, if you're listening in and you do have access to, your smartphone and or the computer, and you can slip on a pair of headphones, the sound is pristine, so they tell me.
Cool, cool.
You can just put on some headphones and join the band.
There you go, yeah.
I hope that was all right. I feel like I'm a little rough. I'm a little extra ragged today with the vocals because I had to get up early this morning to drive out here, and I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited.
If you stayed up all night to get that tone on that voice, yeah. That particular.
That's
tune.
How I work the instrument. Yep. Hey, yep.
On, man. You know, it's your kind of dedication that inspires all of us.
Oh my! So have you had any experience in the church? I just have to ask.
Actually, I did. Yes, yeah. As a kid, I sang in the choir, and when I was really little, when I used to go to church. I thought when the choir started singing, I thought it was real angels singing. I really believed that. And then one day I turned around, I was looking around the church, and I saw they had the choir up on a balcony way up behind everyone. And that's when I realized I was quite sad to realize that they were people and not angels singing. But then
a little gullible.
and then I later, when I joined the choir, I thought, well, maybe someday someone will think, you know, the same thing. Some little kid will think, you know, hey, that's angels, you know, and that'll be me up there singing. So that's kind of, you know, something that I think about. And I liked singing with the choir when I was little. But because I was shy, which Juxo does not believe, apparently, I blended in with the crowd. It was a lovely way to sing and get all this beautiful release and sing this beautiful music, but not be out front. That was way too scary. I could be part of a large group and sort of. Sure. Be camouflaged by all those faces, and now it's completely different. Now I'm completely naked.
I've only really known you in your non-shy period, you know.
Yes, there was the crustacean period.
Yes. Post-crustacean shy period when you met me and got me out of my shyness.
Well, it's imagine heaven here, I suppose, huh?
What's that?
Imagine heaven.
Yes, absolutely.
From heaven. Well, that said, track number three here is titled Have Love Will Travel.
Ooh, yes.
Set that up for us.
All right. That one is a great song by Richard Berry that everyone remembers the Sonics version, but Richard Berry, that's my favorite. It's my favorite version, and it's a really fun song, and wait till you hear it. It's a good rocker. In fact, I think Mike Warren, another host here on the station, really, really loved that song and said he wanted to use it. So I'm going to have to leave a copy with y'all so you can play it on his show.
All right, here we go.
Thank you. drives a gal insane. So look for me to get there just any old way. Have love, yeah, or we'll travel. Say I have love. Oh, I will travel. And baby, if you need a loving, yeah, we'll travel.
Have love, will travel. Lisa Marie, and she's live in studios here with us at WCUW.
Yeah, baby.
Boy, that was sweet.
Thank you. It's a rocker. It's fun.
It is. So when you sat down to put together, what, you got nine tracks on here. It must have been tough trying to choose nine tracks and all.
Well, we got a whole bunch more coming out. I've already written a whole bunch of brand new songs for Juke Joint 5, and then Juxo and I are going to be doing a CD, got a CD that he's working on right now, and we got other stuff we're going to be recording. Dana's going to be on it too, and Silvertone, right, and a whole bunch of my buddies. So
just catching up there with Sir Dana. I like that,
Sir Dana. That's right.
So you were down. I know you did, you can speak foreign, but he just said he got back up from Nashville.
Yes, yep. Just got back into town, so it's good to be home.
Good. I'm glad to have all three of you in here. It's just wonderful. And
me too.
Yeah. But let's keep it going. People are listening in because they want to hear you sing, honey.
All right. Well, we're going to do another song from by a friend of ours. His name is Eric Two Scoops Moore. He used to be in New England on the blues scene for many years, and then he moved back out to the West Coast where his wife lives. And he has a brand new CD coming out soon, and I'm going to be on that too. So soon as Mickey Bones tells me when it's ready to go, he's got a whole bunch of guests on there that played on his previous CDs, like Duke Robillard and Sax Gordon and all these great cats. And Juxo and I, we have carte blanche to record and perform a bunch of Eric Two Scoop songs. And he's come out to our gigs when we were playing in Boston. I think it was last year when he came out, and this is one of his tunes.
Yeah, I believe this was from the I'm Hungry CD.
Yes.
Booze in the house. 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 Booze in the house.
When your folks went out of town.
Booze in the house, your friends come around. Booze in the house.
They say, pour me another.
Booze in the house, dirty pictures of your mother. Booze in the house.
Forget about the ice.
Booze in the house, that tequila look nice. You can have that green stuff, Juxo. Cream de mint. Oh yeah, that's all you. Have at it. In the house.
Where do they keep the beer?
Booze in the house. They keep it in here. Booze in the house.
I found some in the pantry.
Booze in the house. Are these your panties? Booze in the house.
Let's go get some more.
Booze in the house. We can't find the dough. Uh-oh. In the house.
You know it's bad for your liver.
Booze in the house. Have it delivered. Booze in the house.
What do they got to eat?
Booze in the house. Here's a freezer full of meat. Booze in the house.
Let's go sell the TV.
Booze in the house. Leave that tequila with me, baby.
Oh, no. The booze is all gone.
Uh-oh.
Get out of here.
Baby, you'll never know.
Lisa Marie in studio here at WCUW. Just too much fun.
It is.
Wow. So, again, you have no gig for tonight, although you're waiting for that phone call.
Yeah, if it happens, it happens. My only plan today was to come play on your radio station. Excellent. I love this radio station so much. I tell everybody about it. It's a very, very special station.
It truly is.
And it is.
We have the best blues programmers. Would you not agree?
All of your programming is amazing. You have so many different wonderful programs.
It's all amazing. It truly is. Hats off, though, to those blues folks.
Yes, absolutely. Of course. I mean, like I said, I've been coming here for, probably 16 years, 17 years. I've been coming down here and playing on the radio and coming down just hanging out at the show. And lots of good memories in this room right here.
Excellent. So tell us about anything else you got coming up.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Sunday, I'm in Salisbury Beach with another good friend of ours, Reed Travaskis, wonderful guitar player, a multi-instrumentalist, and a wonderful singer who played with me in the band Manchuca, Tower Power Band, up in the New Hampshire area. So him and I, we do this Salisbury Beach thing at the Upper Deck every summer. And we used to do every Sunday, but I had so many other things going on, both of us do, that we said, well, we'll do every other Sunday. So we kick off the summer this Sunday at the Upper Deck, 2 to 6. So people should come on down, go somewhere new, meet some new folks. You can sit in the sun or sit in the shade. There's always a nice breeze up there. And we got Louise, our hostess, who just is so much fun. So great place.
Excellent. Well, I'm honored you're in the studio here. Should we go back to the CD or go back live? Whatever you want to do.
I want to play. Let's keep playing, Jugs.
Want to do the box? Want to do the Dennis tune?
We're gonna do a really special song that a friend of ours, a great musician who passed away in the past year. His name was Dennis McCarthy. He was a Rhode Island singer and songwriter. This is one of his songs. And it's going to be on Juxo's new CD, which is coming out soon, sometime this year. Juxo is going to be doing, I think his recording is just about done, and he's going to be doing some sort of a fundraiser online. So look out for that, folks. Find Johnny Juxo.
Maybe on the corner. We'll see.
We might have to do a lot of busking to pay for this CD. He's going to switch over to the squeeze box, which we do at our shows when we do some Zydeco or... all kinds of other fun stuff.
This might work, let's see.
Hope that works.
I heard you say you need some time, but I could read between the lines. That's when I heard the words that would tear me apart. And the next sound that you hear will be the same, my breaking heart. I heard you say you had to run. I heard you say we had some fun. That's when I knew you were making a brand new start. And the next sound that you hear will be the same, my breaking heart. Oh, Lord, what can I do? And why should I care? I'm in love with someone who's not even there. Where can I go to be by myself? 'Cause I don't want to see you with no one else. I heard you say you had to run. Then I heard you say we had some fun. That's when I heard the words that would tear me apart. And the next sound that you hear will be the same of my breaking
simply gorgeous.
I make myself cry on that one. It's such a beauty of a song.
Johnny Ajuxo with on the squeeze box there. Just beautiful work on that. Lisa Marie in studio. So you were chatting there just a little bit. You wanted to give Johnny a little room there to do something?
Yeah.
Sure.
Tell us what's going to happen.
I've been recording in Rhode Island some tracks with Lisa. Johnny Juxo gets all shook up with Lisa Marie. No, that's just it's a working title. I'm not sure. And we recorded that Dennis McCarthy song and the Two Scoop song and other songs by people I've met in the area and played with. I never got to meet Dave Maxwell, but I was given one of his CDs by my friend Jerry, who said, you really need to hear Dave. He passed away about the same time I met, not too long after I met everybody in the Massachusetts music scene. So we pulled a tune from his CD to record called The Long Distance Driver. And I don't want to be a big downer, but afternoon, I got to do some long distance driving for a event down in southern Rhode Island that my friend Diane Blue will be doing to raise money for fallen firefighters. So
that's wonderful.
That'd be something I would be amiss to mess that up.
Well, I really appreciate, Johnny, you coming up to do the radio show this morning before you get a turnaround.
I've been stalking
and
you since last night at 11. What are you talking about?
I thought I saw you in the driveway last night.
I saw you goggling barbed wire this morning. I saw that. Yeah, you can see Lisa and I never have any fun. Right, Dana?
No, that's a shame.
So, all right, we'll do this tune, and then we'll do a couple more Lisa tunes. Long distance driver, yeah. There we go. Get some gas. I'm your long distance driver. Call me a traveling fool. I'm your long distance driver. Call me a traveling fool. When I'm coming down the highway, coming right on into you. You know I drive both day and night. Baby, I'm built to last.
Built to last.
I drive both day and night. You know I'm built to last. Sometimes I take it slow. Other times I push it real fast. You gotta climb on in beside me. Take you for a spin. Buckle up and hold on tight. I'll show you the shape I'm in.
I'm your long distance driver.
Call me a traveling fool.
Traveling fool.
And I'm coming down the highway, baby, going right on into you. Throw me, I love your steep inclines. Slippery when I'm in control all of the time.
I'm your long distance driver.
Call me a driving fool.
Driving fool, driving fool.
Just coming down the highway, baby. I know just what to do. Yes, I'm your long distance driver. I'm long distance driver.
Boy, that was sweet, too. Johnny Juxo with us in studio here, along with Dana Bernard and Lisa Marie. And, boy, just rocking up the house with us here. All right.
Yeah, this is the trio we did in Nashville.
That's
but we
right.
couldn't kidnap Dana and take him to New Orleans. He was
we tried.
Busy. We did try. We met a
Next
lot of
time.
Good people there, too. People on the street were very nice. Did not treat us like strangers or visitors. They took us right in.
Mm-hmm.
Great singers like Lisa and anybody with a squeeze box is pretty welcome
mm-hmm.
in both of those towns.
Played on just about every corner in the quarter.
Absolutely.
There's no quarter that was left untouched.
That's right.
I remember you posting to Facebook and envying.
Oh, yeah. In fact, yes. I was just down there again in February, and I right after I arrived, there were tornadoes, which never happens in New Orleans. It was crazy. I was fine, but, man, they took it hard in the east part of town, so I was feeling really bad for them. I had a lot of fun. It was great to see a whole bunch of friends and once again, play out on the streets. It's one of my favorite things to do. Busking, baby.
Hey, why don't we go back to the CD here? We've been through three tracks of it. What's up next? We got, did I play Mystery Train yet? I don't think so.
No, you haven't. And, you know, it's what I like about that one is obviously, you know, Junior Parker tune. Everybody knows the Elvis version, but great Junior Parker and Silvertone Steve, the guitar player in Juke Joint 5, and Dick Laurie, the sax player. They both do some really cool stuff on the CD. And Steve, you know, whenever we play together, whenever he quotes from other artists, it always cracks me up because I catch it. So see if you can check out some of the quotes that he throws into his solos. They're pretty cool.
Lots going on. Lisa Marie in studio here with us. And, well, we lost the piano player. Isn't there a joke there or something when you lose the piano player?
Isn't there a black hole in this radio station somewhere?
I don't know. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you in studio here with us. And, well, it's the first time, yes, as you mentioned. My first time on your show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. I enjoy catching you out to performing. And as you mentioned, what'd you call it? The trifecta?
The trifecta of Worcester, which is all of Vincent's and Nicole's places. So you got Vincent's, Nick's, and Ralph's. That's the trifecta right there.
Sure. And there are so many other venues popping up as well.
So many others. And, yes.
You know, over on Water Street. I don't know. What are there?
We play a canal bar on Water Street, and there's a great little New Orleans style restaurant. They have wonderful Cajun food, and they're just wonderful people over there. And you go down, you step down into this little grotto. It's like an old stone basement that you're inside, and it's just super cozy and fun. And Jaxo and I play there once a month or so, and do our duo. And sometimes friends of ours come down, like Jeff Galindo will come down and play some trombone, who's another wonderful horn player right here in Worcester. You guys are so lucky to have him. And, you know, my buddy Jeff Giacomelli sometimes will come down and play sax. And, yeah, we get all kinds of guests. It's really fun. It's really fun.
Excellent. Well, we can't ask you to play a song now because we did lose the piano player. Hopefully he'll be back.
Oh, yeah. I think he's just checking on his vehicle.
why don't we revisit with the CD once again? You've got a 9-track CD you passed to me. Been through 4 tracks from it already.
Thank you so much for doing that. So sweet of you.
We're going to visit with number 5, Veronica. Tell us about that.
Actually, that one's an instrumental. Maybe you can save that one for later.
Oh, okay.
You want to do, did you do tattoo remover yet?
I was just going to say, no, I haven't done that
one yet. It's not as scary as it sounds. It's actually a very funny story. It cracks me up. That was written by our guitar player, Silvertone Steve, also. And
that's a Steve
Coveney.
Coveney. There we go. Yes. All right. Well, track here. Let's move that right on to track number 6.
Yeah, the instrumental is really beautiful.
I told my man he's got to get to the tattoo remover. Yeah, I told my man he's got to get to the tattoo remover. Every time, yeah, he gave me a kiss and said he'd leave me never. Then he gave me his arm and read me and Lulu forever. Tattoos here, tattoos there. I love that man, but I'll make it clear. He can stay, don't you know? But those tattoos have got to go. Whoa! Tattoos have got to go. He's had one or two affairs, he'll acknowledge. Yeah, he's had one or two affairs, he'll acknowledge. So why does his backside read property of Radcliffe College? I told my man he's got to get to the tattoo remover. Told my man he's got to get to the tattoo remover. Every time we make love, I find that someone else has been there sooner. Mm-mm, baby, I know you've been around the block a time or two before, but you better get those tattoos removed, or I'm out the door.
Get those tattoos off you there.
I love that song.
Lisa Marie in studio with us, and Johnny Juxo, and Dana Bernard. It's a pleasure to have you in studio here with us, Lisa. This has been great fun. We've been hanging out here for a little over an hour and learning all about you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's all about Lisa Marie today.
No, it's all about the music and my buddies and Worcester and this.